The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 271. Leon sneered. The product of Elegante Group was sold 950 in other malls, but the Sullivan Enterprises had raised the price by a fold in private, which was a serious violation to consumers' rights. So what? Are you going to file a complaint in the industrial and commercial department? Go ahead. Let me tell you something. Sullivan Enterprises has connections with those departments, so filing a complaint won't do a thing. Brody said mockingly. Raising the price of the Elegante Group's product at their branches was a minor offense, and even if the government received reports on it, they would not be bothered to act on it, not to mention that the Sullivan Enterprises had run its business in Springfield City for years and had built a strong network. Unless Leon had the power equivalent to a king, he would not be able to cause any damages. Is that so? Just wait and see, then. This time, I am going to shut all the cosmetic stores under the Sullivan Enterprises down. Leon sneered. Shut us down? Who do you think you are? What a joke. Brody burst into laughter. You are nothing but a scum. Don't embarrass yourself. Marilyn smirked and looked at Leon mockingly as though she was looking at a clown. Leon ignored the two and took out his phone to call Jensen. The Wick Group was the biggest distributor in Springfield City, responsible of all high-end cosmetic products and other luxury brands, so the cosmetic products that the Sullivan Enterprises was selling must have gone past the Wick Group. Leon did not know if the government would act on the Sullivan Enterprises violation, but he knew that the Wick Group was more than capable of shutting them down. Hello, Mr. Wolf, is there something you need? Jensen answered the call shortly after. Jensen, I need your help on something. I'm in one of the cosmetic stores run by Sullivan Enterprises right now, and they have maliciously raised the prices, Leon explained the situation briefly. What? How dare they do this? Jensen was furious. The Wick Group was the biggest distributor of Springfield City, and all the prices of the products they distributed were set by the suppliers. Not only had the Sullivan Enterprises violation affected the profit on the suppliers' end, it would damage the Wick Group's reputation as well. The Wick Group was trusted to maintain the prices and qualities, and should they failed, no other suppliers would ever dare to work with them again. Don't worry, Mr. Wolf. I'm calling the respective departments right away. I assure you that this will be handled properly. Jensen promised, before hanging up. Oh, my. You sure put on an act. Leon Wolf, who did you call? The Industrial and Commercial Department, or Consumers Rights Department. When are they going to shut us down? I'm waiting with wings. Brody mocked. That's right. I'm so scared. Marilyn added sarcastically. Just as the two looked at Leon smugly, Brody's phone rang and he took it out to find that he was receiving a call from the Wick Group. Chapter 272. Hello. Mr. Wick. To what do I owe the pleasure? Brody smiled fawningly. Both him and Jensen were the offspring of wealthy families, but the Wick was one of the most powerful families, and Sullivan Enterprises belonged to a far lower tier in terms of influence and power. Brody dared not to behave arrogantly in front of Jensen, especially when his chain cosmetic stores ran solely on the supplies that the Wick Group distributed to them. He may disrespect anyone, but definitely not Jensen. Brody Sullivan, how dare you? Jensen roared. From today onward, the WIC Group is cutting all supplies to your cosmetic stores. What? Stricken, Brody froze. He did not know why Jensen had decided to terminate their collaboration all of a sudden, but the one thing that was clear was that without the supply, all cosmetic stores run by the Sullivan Enterprises would not be able to survive. Before he could fully comprehend the situation, his heart sank at what Jensen said. Also, I've contacted the Industrial and Commercial Department, or Consumers' Rights Department, that you have committed exploitative price gouging. Just wait. Your stores will be closed soon. Jensen snorted, before hanging up. Brody was shaken to the core as he listened to the beeping on the phone. His phone slid out of his hand and fell onto the ground. Though the Sullivan family had connections with the Industrial and Commercial Department, or Consumers' Rights Department, their connections were hardly comparable to that of the WIC family. With Jensen appearing to be so insistent on getting involved, Brody could only imagine how harsh the consequences might be. Honey, what's wrong? What happened? Marilyn spotted the stunned expression on his face and an ominous feeling took over her. She thought back to the call Leon made and realized that he had indeed filed a complaint. However, on second thought, the complaint should not mean anything considering the Sullivan family's connection in respective departments. Mr. Jensen WIC called me just now. He said that he is terminating all supplies to our company, and that he has contacted the respective departments to shut down our operations, Brody muttered dazedly, unable to accept what had happened. What? Marilyn finally lost her composure and gasped. She had thought that Leon reported to the government, only to be told that he had directly reached out to the WIC Group. The WIC Group was the only supplier for high-end cosmetic products in the neighboring cities, and it was smart of Leon to use the WIC Group against the Sullivan Enterprises. With the WIC Group's enormous network, it would be a piece of cake for them to crush the Sullivan Enterprises. However, Marilyn could not understand how someone like Leon would know Jensen, not to mention turning Jensen against them with ease. She simply could not believe what had happened. Why? Why would this happen? Brody muttered in a pale face. It had happened so suddenly that he could not comprehend why Jensen would target him all of a sudden. The chain stores were not the main source of income for the Sullivan Enterprises, but as the person in charge, Brody knew that he would have to face unimaginable punishment for causing the operation to shut down. Chapter 273. He would not be able to explain himself to his father and the board members if that happened. Honey, this is all Leon's fault. He is the one who reported us to the WIC Group. He is behind this. Marilyn pointed at Leon and screamed. How dare you, Wolf? Brody sobered and glared daggers at Leon. Both him and Marilyn had thought that Leon was merely putting on an act, only to realize that they had been the fools. That's right. I did it. You two said that I can't hurt you, so I thought that the Sullivan family really is that powerful. What a disappointment. Leon mocked. Why you, Brody gritted out, feeling his blood boil with rage. Had he not witnessed what a great fighter Leon was, he would have launched himself onto Leon by now. Leon Wolf, just remember that you have this coming. If you have a death wish, I'm going to make that wish come true. Brody burst into laughter devilishly. Ever since he was injured by Leon the time before, he had sworn to seek revenge and hired a few skilled fighters with high payment, with one of them being an extremely seasoned martial artist, which should be proven useful in this situation. Mr. Shelton, you may all come in. Brody clapped and five men who had been guarding the store from the outside walked in. The man that led the group was in his mid-30s. He waltzed in casually with his hands behind his back, looking as though he did not have a care in the world even if the sky came crashing down. The other four had towering heights and strong builds underneath the suits they wore and seemed to be slightly stronger than common bodyguards. Brody Sullivan. What do you think you are doing? You want to resort to violence? Leon's expression darkened. Scared? You broke my leg before and now, you are going to shut down the operation of our chain stores. I'm going to make you pay. Brody gritted out viciously, before casting a look at the men. The men other than the head of the group immediately surrounded Leon and Janice. Janice had not imagined the situation would escalate and paled as she roared, "You've really gone too far. I'm warning you. This is a civilized society and if you dare to do anything, I'm calling the police." The police? Call them. By the time they get here, the two of you would be on the ground. Brody sneered. He was determined to injure Leon, and as long as no one was killed, he would only be asked to pay for the medical fee even when the police arrived and he had more than enough money to pay them. Why you? Her face flushed as she was rendered speechless. Noticing the tension in the air, the other customers immediately left, with a few braver ones staying behind to watch them from afar. Leon, what should we do now? Janice bit on her lower lip worriedly. She had never been in a situation like this before and had no clue as to what she should do. Chapter 274. Don't worry. They are just a few pawns. They won't be able to touch a hair on me. Leon smiled confidently. His strength had surpassed the initial innate state and he had even defeated a martial artist who was in the intermediate innate state recently. The men before him were merely fighters with no trace of true energy, so they could only be slightly stronger than ordinary bodyguards and were no match for him. Brat, who are you calling pawns? Do you want to die? The four men were enraged. Leon ignored them and stared coldly at Brody. Brody Sullivan, I've warned you not to cross me again. I'm giving you one last chance. Stop now, and I can pretend that this never happened, or you will pay for this. The crowd around them exploded at Leon's words. Who is this kid? He's too arrogant. Yeah. He is up against four strong men. They are probably going to send him flying with just one punch. What gives him the courage to say such a thing? The crowd erupted into discussion, amused by Leon's arrogance. Though Leon was tall, he was rather lean and any one of the professional fighters would have been able to defeat him with ease. Soon, you won't be able to act so smug. Go on, teach this brat a lesson for me. Brody commanded with a sneer. The men were provoked by what Leon said earlier and did not hold back at all when they darted toward him. Leon, watch out. Janice covered her mouth and paled in fear. She had been Leon's classmate throughout the 4 years they spent in college and she knew the limits to his capability. Leon could not even defeat Dominic, who bullied him all the time, and the four men before them were far stronger than Dominic, so she could not imagine how Leon would stand a chance of winning. "You all should know your own strengths," Leon sneered and shielded Janice with one arm, before launching a punch at the closest enemy, before turning to kick at another who was sneaking around his back. All four men were professional fighters that were as skilled as some martial artists, so each one of them could easily defeat 8 to 10 people on their own. However, with Leon as their opponent, the difference in power was simply too vast for them to handle. Bam! Leon launched a few punches, and before the four men could get anywhere near him, they were all sent flying and went crashing onto the ground. "How? How is that possible?" Janice gaped. Everyone, including Brody, Marilyn and the audience, were stunned. None of them had imagined that someone as slender as Leon could defeat four professional fighters within a blink of an eye. Had they not seen it with their own eyes, they would have never believed it to be true. Brody and Marilyn knew that the four men they hired were far stronger than the bodyguards they had before. Leon was slightly struggling when he fought the two bodyguards, but he had not even batted an eyelid as he defeated the four men this time around. Chapter 275. It was unbelievable. Naturally, what they were not aware of was that Leon was in the advanced acquired state a few days ago, best his cultivation level had accelerated to surpassing the initial innate state, so it was only natural that he could defeat four fighters with ease. "Good. Very good, impressive. It's the first time I've ever seen someone who managed to hone their external power to this extent." Mason Shelton applauded with approval in his eyes. Leon had not utilized his true energy in his attack earlier, which proved that he was not a martial artist and was merely a skilled fighter. External power was merely the surface of martial art, and for Leon to reach such a stage of strength through training for external power, he had to be a talented individual. "You. Are you a martial artist?" Leon narrowed his eyes as he sensed the true energy flowing within his opponent's body. However, as Mason had not acted yet, he could not tell how powerful Mason truly was. Based on the confidence on Mason's face, he should be rather skilled. "I'm impressed that you noticed." Mason smirked proudly. The internal power was the very foundation of martial art, and all martial artists had to be trained for internal power. Only a few rare gems would succeed, so for Mason to become a martial artist, he must have the strength matching of the title. "Mr. Mason, this brat is a bit difficult to handle, I'll leave the rest to you. You have to take revenge on my behalf," Brody said respectfully. He had seen what Mason could do with his own eyes, and Mason could spit rocks with just his fists like the fictional characters in novels. It was his first time being exposed to such a miracle, so he was confident with Mason's ability in defeating Leon. "Rest assured, Mr. Sullivan. He is just an ordinary fighter. I can defeat him with ease." Mason grinned proudly. Internal power was a far broader field than external power. In Mason's perspective, Leon was merely a skilled fighter trained in external power, and could not possibly be a match for him. "Brad, you are a talented fighter. Just get down on your knees and beg for Mr. Sullivan's forgiveness. I will try to talk him into showing you mercy." Mason stared at Leon intently. "Get down on your knees, huh? That's not a bad idea. If you two kneel and beg for forgiveness later, maybe I'll spare you. Leon said carelessly. How arrogant. Enraged, Mason slammed his palm against the table in front of him. Bam. Followed by a deafening sound, the stone table shattered into pieces. The crowd gasped at the sight and backed away in fear. Whoa. Who is this guy? He just shattered a table made of stone. Is he even human? If anyone takes a punch from that guy, their bones are going to shatter as well. Is this a movie? Why is it more dramatic than a movie? The others trembled as they looked at Mason with a mixture of admiration and fear. It's not a movie. Mr. Mason here is the real deal. Brody sneered smugly at the others' reaction as though he was the one who impressed the crowd. Chapter 276. Satisfied with the others' reaction, Mason turned to look at Leon with contempt. Brad, did you see that? That's the internal power of a skilled martial artist. I'll give you one last chance. Are you getting on your knees, or should I force you down instead? Take a pick, you are so talkative. Let's just do this already. Leon picked at his ear and said impatiently. He had been wary about the depth of Mason's strength, but during the show that Mason put on earlier, he sensed through the flow of true energy that Mason had merely reached the peak of the acquired state. Leon would not stand a chance against Mason in the past, but considering the fact that he had surpassed the initial innate state, Mason was no threat to him. You have this coming, Brat. I'll show you. Provoked, Mason launched a swift punch at Leon. Concerned that Janice might get injured by the energy radiating off Mason's fist, Leon did not dodge and launched a kick toward Mason's chest. Mason was certain that Leon was not a martial artist and that he could overpower Leon in terms of speed and power, so he did not care to dodge the kick. He simply strengthened the power of his fist in an attempt to defeat Leon with one single punch. It's over. That kid is dead. Look at how thin he is. He probably won't survive that punch. Of course. That man just shattered the stone. That kid can't possibly be harder than stone. If he takes the hit, he will be severely injured even if he manages to survive. The crowd sighed and shook their heads sympathetically as they pictured the sight of Leon dying. Mr. Mason, don't hold back. Break him. As long as he stays alive, I will bear all responsibility for what happens. Brody shouted viciously, while Marilyn cheered excitedly. No, Janice paled and felt as though she was about to faint. She saw how powerful Mason was when he shattered the stone table, and could only imagine what would happen to Leon if he took the punch. Bam! Right before Mason's punch landed on its target, a sharp pain pierced right through his chest and he was sent flying. As he flew off into the distance, he finally came to realize how wrong he had been. Leon was far stronger than him in terms of speed and power, to the extent that he was defeated before being able to reach Leon. Unfortunately, it was too late. PFTT. He slammed onto the ground in full force and spat blood. What? Jaws dropped around them as the audience gave one another looks of bewilderment. None of them had expected Mason to be defeated by Leon within a blink of an eye. Everyone was shaken to the core at the unexpected outcome and silence fell over the crowd. That's not possible. Chapter 277. Brody could not believe his eyes. He knew just how strong Mason was and did not expect him to be defeated by Leon in such a short amount of time with no chance of fighting back at all. He would not have believed it to be true if he had not seen it. Marilyn, on the other hand, was completely stunned as well. She had been married to Leon for 3 years, and she knew that he was still a useless scum up until 2 months ago. He was as lowly as a servant in the Manson family with no power to fight back at all. However, he had transformed into a man who had the influence to shut down the operation of Sullivan Enterprises chain stores, and possessed the strength to defeat the skilled fighters Brody hired alone. "Is this still the good, for nothing guy that I know," she thought. "I guess you should never underestimate one's growth." "Perhaps I have been too short," sighed to see his true potential. "Leon, you were great." Janice's eyes lit up at the realization that in the few years apart, Leon had grown into a skilled martial artist. He had stood before her to protect her from all harm the entire time, and she had never felt more secure. Leon smiled without trying to explain. Though he had surpassed the initial innate state, Mason was at the peak of the acquired state, and had he not underestimated Leon, they would have had a good fight. He had no personal grudge toward Mason and had eased the power of his kick at the end, or Mason would have suffered more than a mild injury. Mason felt differently. He did not sense any trace of true energy from Leon in the earlier interaction, yet Leon had managed to defeat him with one move. There could only be two possible answers. Leon had either cultivated his external power to an unimaginable peak, or he was also trained in internal power, and that Mason failed to sense his true energy because of the vast difference between their levels. Either way, Leon was someone he could not afford to cross. Coming to a realization, Mason looked at Leon with a mixture of admiration and fear. Though his injury was not severe, he could not summon the courage to fight Leon again. "Brody Sullivan, I've warned you to leave me alone. Looks like my punishment for you from the last time wasn't enough and you haven't learned your lesson." Leon sneered as he leisurely stalked up against Marilyn and Brody. "What are you doing? Don't come here." Terrified, Brody backed away. "I thought you wanted to break me. I'll teach you what it's like to break someone," Leon said mockingly before kicking Brody down to the ground. No, Brody's blood ran cold and instinctively wanted to threaten Leon to stop, but soon remembered that Leon was not easily threatened and swallowed his words. "Brody, should I break your arm first, or your leg first?" Leon raised his leg and stared pointedly at Brody's arm. Horrified, Brody broke down and fell onto his knees as he pleaded, "I was wrong, Leon. Please show mercy and spare me." Chapter 278. "I promise you that this is the last time. I won't get in your way ever again. It's too late to know your mistakes now." Leon sneered and was prepared to strike. Terrified, Brody blurted out, "Wait. You said that you will spare me if I kneel. How can you go back on your own words?" Leon stilled and remembered that he had indeed mentioned that he might consider spare Brody and Mason if they kneeled before him. That was then, and this is now. "Besides, I only said that I will consider it. I didn't make any promises," he said mockingly. "You," furious, Brody cursed inwardly, but decided to white-knuckle through the humiliation. He had already let go of his pride and kneeled to Leon, so he could not simply give up. "Marilyn, you are my wife. You were married to Leon for 3 years. Beg him for mercy so that he will spare me," he called out to Marilyn hopefully. Marilyn's expression darkened. Though she was Leon's former wife, the two had never consummated the marriage and Leon was not even as worthy of the dog they kept at home. Having her beg for mercy from someone she looked down on was far too humiliating, but she had no choice with Brody's life on the line. "Leon, I'm begging you. Spare us," she gritted out in frustration. "Is that how you ask for mercy?" Leon mocked. Her expression darkened even further as she itched to slap Leon across the face like she did so many times before. However, she knew that she could not do so. Leon had spared her once outside the flea market before and the two had completely cut all ties. If she dared to lose her temper once again, she knew that Leon would not tolerate her. "What? Get down on your knees, unless you want him to turn me into a handicap," Brody roared. Marilyn decided to compromise for the sake of Brody and the child she was bearing and fell onto her knees in tears. "Leon, we were wrong. Just spare us, please. Good. Very good. I've always been the one begging for your attention in the past and you've never bothered to even look at me. How times have changed for you to kneel before me." Leon chuckled cheerfully as he recalled all the humiliation he had been put through throughout the 3 years he spent in the Manson family. "Marilyn, for Grandpa's sake, I will give you two one last chance. I hope you treasure it. Janice, let's go," he sneered, before grabbing Janice's arm and leaving without hesitation. Relieved, Brody stared at Leon viciously as he walked away. Marilyn collapsed onto the ground. She had never once paid attention to Leon back when he obeyed her every command, and ever since she married Brody, she had to be the obedient one. Brody could be caring when he was in a good mood, but would often vent his anger on her whenever he was not, and he simply could not seem to stop cheating on her. Chapter 279. She finally understood how rare it was for a man to give so much for her and began to regret divorcing Leon. However, it was too late for her to regret her choices. Leon and Janice walked out of the mall, and soon noticed someone hurrying after them. "Mr. Wolf, please wait." Mason hurried over. "You. What else do you want?" Leon held his arm in front of Janice protectively as he shot a wary glare at Mason. Mason hesitated, before falling onto his knees before Leon. "Mr. Wolf, I didn't mean to offend you earlier. Please forgive me," he said sincerely. "It's fine. It's in the past now. Just get up." Leon waved his hand in dismissal. He knew that Mason was only doing what he was hired to do, and since he had no personal grudge toward Mason, he felt no need to resent Mason over such an insignificant matter. Instead of getting up, Mason bowed his head and said respectfully, "Mr. Wolf, I want to ask for your help and I hope that you will agree." Leon scanned him up and down in silence, before asking, "And what is that?" "I want you to be my master," Mason said earnestly. "What? Master?" Leon was startled by the request. Mason was at least 7 years older than Leon, and to have a disciple older than him would be ridiculous. "Yes. Martial artists vow to follow the truly powerful ones. I was lucky enough to witness your strength just now. I figured you must hold great internal power and that you've probably reached the realm of a supreme master. I've been devoted to martial arts, but I've reached a bottleneck in cultivation. I want to be your disciple so that you can help me pass it. Mason looked up to Leon with admiration. Martial artists could sense each other's cultivation levels through the waves of their true energy, but only within the margin of one level. Mason was at the peak of the acquired state, so he could sense the true energy of someone within the peak of the innate state. However, he could not detect Leon's true energy, which meant that Leon's level surpassed the of which he could detect. Range: the realm of a supreme master was the level above the innate state, and for someone to be at such a level, they would be one of the most powerful martial artists in the entire Springfield City. Mason had mistaken Leon for a martial artist in the realm of a supreme master and desperately wanted him as a master. That way, he would obtain guidance from a supreme master, and have a powerful individual as a friend, which could only be beneficial. I'm not that powerful, and I don't intend on taking disciples. Leon shook his head and rejected the request. Unwilling to give up, Mason bowed his head again, slamming it against the floor. Please, Mr. Wolf. It's not that I don't want to. I am just not capable of taking you as a disciple. Leon was troubled. He was trained in sage art, so he was not a martial artist in the most technical sense and could not possibly become Mason's master. However, learning the ways of sage art was his secret and he could not simply disclose that piece of information to anyone. Bam! Mason slammed his head against the floor again until his forehead began to bleed. Mr. Wolf, I know that I'm far too mediocre to be your disciple. Chapter 280. Please just give me a chance. Their interaction had caught the attention of passers-by, causing the people around them to widen their eyes in shock and steal baffled looks at Leon as Mason bowed his head to Leon. Even Janice did not know how to react. Just get up first, Leon urged. News traveled fast on the internet and he did not want to be mistaken as a bully. If you refuse to take me as your disciple, I won't get up, Mason said with determination. Just get up first. I can't be your master, but I can offer you some advice since you seem sincere, Leon reassured him with a troubled expression, all the while contemplating how he could help Mason. Thank you, Master. Overjoyed, Mason bowed his head again before getting up. Don't call me Master. I told you I'm not a disciple. I can only offer you advice, and you are not to call me that again, Leon said. He was not a martial artist, but sage art shared a similar foundation with martial art, so he might be able to offer a few pieces of advice. His only concern was that he could not be sure if his advice would truly help Mason. Oh. Okay, then. Thank you, Mr. Wolf. Mason decided to change his way of addressing Leon. Leon scanned Mason up and down, before coming to a realization. Mason, right? Give me your hand. Let me check your pulse. What for? Mason hesitated for a moment, but reached his arm out nonetheless. Once Leon was done, he asked, Mason, if I'm not mistaken, you suffered internal injury before, did you? Mason's expression darkened. Yes. I had a grudge with a certain skilled martial artist and he wounded me 6 years ago. Since then, I have not been able to work past the peak of the acquired state.
I see.
Leon exclaimed. Upon checking Mason's body, he noticed that a few spots of Mason's internal circulation were damaged, which caused blockage. If he could unblock the circulation, Mason might be able to break past his bottleneck and Leon would not have to trouble himself on giving Mason any advice.
Take a seat.
Leon instructed Mason to sit down with his legs crossed in a quiet spot, before using the 6 points of fate by pressing his fingers into Mason's pressure points. The internal injury that Mason suffered had long recovered, leaving mild blockage within his body, and it was a problem that could be easily resolved by someone with Leon's skills. Shortly after, a wave of steam oozed from the top of Mason's head. He first felt a lump in his throat, before spitting a mouthful of black, colored blood.
"Well? How do you feel now?"
Leon stopped and asked with a smile.
"What kind of a question is that?
I am spitting blood, so am I supposed to be fine?" Mason thought to himself, before sensing his true energy coursing smoothly throughout his body.
"The
intermediate innate state? My level rose 2 levels and reached the intermediate innate state. How is that possible?" He leaped onto his feet in excitement. He calmed himself to examine his own cultivation level and was overjoyed when he confirmed that he had been right.